Drummond McGee, how are you?
How's it going, Greg?
Very, very good. You're speaking to us from America, aren't you?
Yeah, in Nashville at the minute.
Right, so you ended up on radio over there. What happened?
Well, I met a guy in a UPS store, Jim Bingham, introduced me to a lady who's part of a thing called a Bobby Bones show. And I just asked her if I could sit in and listen to the show. She thought I might be able to, but she said, look, email me and I'll check the schedule because the show's going on tour. So I sent her an email standing in front of her, and that night she emailed back. She said, look, the schedule's pretty hectic and we probably won't get you in. And then a little while later, she emailed back and said, okay, if you can be there at 8 a.m., we'll get you in. So I landed there at 7:30 and they took me in and let me listen for a little while. And after about four segments of the show, the producer came in and said, okay, you can come out now. And Bobby said, actually, it's okay. Let him sit in for another couple of segments. And when the next segment came on, he was like, come on up to the microphone. And he introduced me to the listeners. And I guess after that, the rest of it, it's just kind of what you see on video, you know.
And the video, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have seen this video now. It's amazing how things happen. But you must have a great deal of confidence yourself, Jeremy, because to be sitting there, you know, and then to be asked to come on and sing just at the drop of the hat, you're clearly a confident fellow.
I don't know if confidence is the right word. Maybe I'm a fool or something, I don't know. But I just went for it. I was happy just getting to listen to the show. I've watched these guys between the radio station and online for years, and I'm not sure confidence could be the right word.
Brass ones, perhaps, maybe. But anyway, it's a fantastic story. You didn't go over there for this purpose, though, did you? I mean, how did you end up in Nashville? It wasn't with the dream of going on a radio show over there, or was it?
I came over. I'm here with my aunt and. I was here before, and we said, definitely, we'll go back. It's the place is just magical. But I came over just with the intention of looking around and enjoying myself. But I guess underneath it all, I kind of might have wanted to do things like that, you know?
And has it sparked something in you now, Jeremy, to say, well, you know what, I got a little bit of a break here. I think I can achieve more here.
You know, it's funny, it's... I've been singing full time since I was 16, going 17, back home, and getting this is just an absolute dream. And I'd be the first one to say that we all see on the internet that things come and go every single day, hundreds of thousands of things. But you know, at the minute, I'm just kind of focusing on replying to everybody that's been so nice to send me messages, and everyone that's reaching out over here. And you know, it's fantastic, just the amount of people that have kind of reached out to help, you know.
And in a way too, you know, you have to strike while the iron's hot, don't you? Because as you said there, you know, the lifespan of going viral can be quite narrow, no matter how talented you are. So you need to sort of try and get yourself out there now to capitalize on that.
That's it. I mean, like, we see things with like hundreds of millions of views, and I think I'm just not really thinking about the numbers on it or anything like that. I'm just trying to get back to everybody that's contacted me, and people over here in the music business that have reached out, and you know, meeting them, and I'm 100% more grateful for it all, you know. And
it's great. You say, you what part of Donegal are you from, German, for those recognising your voice?
I'm between Ballintra and Rosnaula in the countryside, so very south.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a long way from Nashville, but it's great.
Where did you perform in the past? In Ballyshannon, around the place, or?
I've essentially done everywhere. This last couple of years, I've been doing a lot in Dublin, and recently kind of more around Ireland with a group. But it all kind of began when I was 14. I started working in the Sandhouse Hotel. And when I was around 16, I remember my manager, I don't know, he bribed me or something to sing for some of the... customers one night, and that kind of started it all off, you know.
Brilliant. Okay, so now there are you're looking now just right why the iron's hot. This video going viral, it has opened up a few doors. It's just a case of getting your foot and the rest of yourself in there. Jeremy, have you got your own material that you're looking to get out there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been writing for years, and the fact that this town runs on songwriting is just an absolute blessing, because everybody who messages then wants to see your own material. So when people come looking for your own songs, it's just, I mean, it's amazing, you know. It's there's a lot of...
Well, listen, Jeremy, when you're back, I'd love to get you into studio so we can have a longer chat and maybe hear you perform for us. Would that be all right?
That'd be perfect, Greg.
Super. All right, fair play to you, Jeremy McKee there.